Hi, Carol. Thanks for joining us today here on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You do a lot of things as a tuba player. You're an orchestral musician, you're a soloist, you're a chamber musician. Let's start by talking about your role in the Philadelphia Orchestra. You've been the principal tuba player there since 2006. What's the orchestra doing these days?
We have launched what we're calling the Virtual Philadelphia Orchestra, where we're releasing content every week so that we can, keep bringing music to our audiences. And you know, I think just like, oh, there he goes. just like every other orchestra, we're trying to figure out how to navigate this really unsure time, and it's going to be an interesting year, I think.
I'm so distracted right now because your cat Beauregard is attacking the plant behind you.
Yeah, that's the plant that he chews on when he's mad at me, so I guess I did something wrong.
Is it because you're talking to someone and not petting him?
Yeah, he's very needy.
Well, let's use that to talk about you as a solo player then, because you're going to play some music for us. Wow, he is really going to town on that plant. he's totally just glaring. Anyways, okay. So you also play as a solo musician, and I've got to say, I can't think of a lot of solo rep for the tuba off the top of my head. So how do you as a soloist pick the music that you're going to play?
I tend to just pick music that I like to listen to. I don't necessarily follow the boundaries of music that was written for tuba. So a lot of times I'll play transcriptions. Like I played the Saint-Saëns cello concerto on the tuba. That one, like, it actually works okay and it's super fun to play. But I've had a piece written for me in the past by Michael Dougherty called Reflections on the Mississippi. And I don't think this is a secret anymore, but we're actually commissioning a concerto for fall of 21, as long as everything, stays the same. But there's going to be a tuba concerto written for me by Wynton Marsalis. So,
well, that's very exciting. And you're going to play a piece for us by a composer named Elizabeth Raum, who has written a lot of music for the tuba.
She's a Canadian composer, originally an oboe player, but a long time ago she befriended a person named John Griffiths, who is an extraordinary tuba player. He inspired her to write a lot of tuba music, so it's interesting. Mix of an oboe player writing a lot for tuba, but there you go.
And an unaccompanied tuba at that.
Yeah, why not?
Well, you're going to play a piece for us called Dot Polka, which I think may be my favorite piece title ever. Music of Elizabeth Raum, and this is tubist Carol Jantsch coming to us from her home in Philadelphia. Thank you. piece is called Dot Polka, Music of Elizabeth Realm, and we heard it played by Carol Yonch, coming to us from her home in Philadelphia. Carol is a soloist. She teaches at Yale. She's a member of the Philadelphia Orchestra, and she's also the founder of the greatest cover band you've ever seen.
The world's greatest tuba cover band.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, that caveat is very important.
The group is called Tubular.
Yes. The majority of the members of Tubular, we went to Michigan together, all the Tuba and Euphonium members, and we just stayed friends after we graduated. And back in 2014, I gave a recital through the Philadelphia Chamber Music Society, and they wanted me to bring an ensemble of some sort, and that was kind of the birth of Tubular. But after that show, we played some interesting rep, but not really popular music. After that, we were kind of like, we want to play like pop songs in bars with like people drinking and dancing along. And I write all the charts. We have a really great time. We play everything from like Lady Gaga and Led Zeppelin to, we did the entire Beatles Sgt. Pepper album last fall with friends, with a little help from our friends. And kind of no limits on what we do. We all play our instruments and do vocals as well. We started singing so that there was a little bit of a break to the tuba euphonium texture. And we recorded an album in January. That is, we're getting the first mixes now. So we're really excited for that to come out in the near future.
Well, I know a public radio station that will be very interested in that as soon as it's available.
Fantastic. Good.
I might be able to connect you with the music director. Well, folks, I will post a video of Tubular playing one of their covers on our website at classicalipr.org. And as you've been listening to our conversation with Carol Yonch, you may have heard Beauregard making a scene in the background. You have two cats. How do they feel about you making music in their house?
Oreo basically keeps to herself. She just finds a spot to sleep all day and then, you know, comes out to eat and maybe to cuddle on your lap occasionally if you sit in the right place. Beauregard wants to be around except for when I'm playing tuba, as you, Amanda, have witnessed, that he got out of here as soon as I picked up my horn. But now he's back and perching on that windowsill right there.
And you had the door closed when we were getting started, but he was scratching to come in. But then as soon as the tuba started, he took off.
He still wants to be here when there's no tuba sounds.
Well, Carol Yonch, thank you so much for joining us today from your home in Philadelphia. And we look forward to talking to you soon when that new Tubular album comes out.
Great. Thanks so much. It's a pleasure being here.